Hi guys, welcome back to the Girl Coven podcast. I know it's been a long time I recorded an episode. 2020 has not been a pleasant year. 2020 has been a bitch. Even before the whole coronavirus thing, 2020 was not nice to me at all. Like, a lot of shit was already going down before the whole coronavirus happened and then sealed the whole unpleasantries and everything. I'm just upset. And it's just, this coronavirus just makes me realize that I wasn't even really living like my best life. Like, I was turning up, but I wasn't really doing all the things I said I was going to do. And it makes me miss everything, like taking a walk, you know, going out, you know, seeing nature. There were so many things I took for granted that I feel like now I just want to go out and smell the green leaves. I want to smell the leaves. I want to smell trees. Like, I just want to go out with my friends. Let's just talk. Nothing too serious. Like, I just want to hang out. Everything is just weird at this moment. And, you know, I miss all these things. I miss a lot of things. I miss eating out. I miss, you know, drinking with my friends and games night and karaoke night. I miss everything. But I guess this is the time to stay inside, no matter how much we miss outside, no matter how much we're hoes and miss the streets. We actually have to stay inside because the proper lockdown. And I'm recording this from Lagos, Nigeria, and I didn't think it was going to get to this, but it's getting serious. And in my street yesterday, it was a whole mess. There were boys that were causing havoc. They were breaking windows. They were harassing people, stealing their bags, stealing their phones, going inside people's houses, breaking their windows, breaking down gates. Like, it was a whole mess. And then there was other boys that came. I think they were the vigilante groups or something. And then I think they were the ones burning tires and trying to make the thing go down or send those boys away or protect us. It was just a whole mess. And I was under the bed throughout because I was scared for my life, because I didn't exactly know what was happening, because there were guns shooting in the air and it was chaotic as fuck. And I'm just happy everything is better this morning, to be honest. And to everybody that checked in, I am doing absolutely fine, but I'm scared to go outside to like get normal stuff, like food stuff to eat. I'm also scared that rape would increase, the amount of rape cases will increase, and it's going to be unreported because a lot of women that will be raped at this period will not even know where to report to, because they're not supposed to be outside. You get, I feel like a lot of sexual assault and domestic violence, a lot of victims that are locked in with their abusers, is going to be crazy. And that's why I want this lockdown to just be over and the coronavirus should just go. I don't know why they're calling it Miss Rona. You say, Mister, please don't call it Miss Rona. Coronavirus should please just get the hell out of this world. It makes no sense. I'm tired of it all. I'm exhausted, you know. Everybody's trying to stay positive, but coming from where I come from, the government doesn't really have your back. The government has you, doesn't have you in their plans. So it's hard for you to stay positive in a place where there are no relief packages. There are people that are hungry. People are going to riot because they are hungry. There's no money. There's no way to make money. And so everything is just falling to shit. And then you can't be positive because your government kind of gives you things. If the worst come to worst, they give you food. But here, nobody's going to give you anything. And everybody will be too scared to even go get the thing because the crime rates will just skyrocket. So everything is just scary at this moment. But at the same time, I just wanted to use this, my platform, to tell people to please stay inside as much as possible. If you can, please stay inside. Come out maybe 1 hour, one in a week, to get everything you need to cook and eat, because that's the best thing to do. Because I feel like you need to get water, you need to get some stuff, food items, you need to get fresh food stuff if you cook at home. So, but if you can avoid that too, please just stay inside. If you're going outside at all, please maintain social distancing. If you not see the X signs and the box X inside box signs anywhere you're going to, please don't go. Because those are the people that will show you how to observe the social distancing proper. So please maintain social distancing. When you go to the Aboki or the Malam, please don't touch his things. And I will say you should avoid Abukis and Malams, because those people, I have seen someone put hand inside a nylon of bitter cola or cola nuts, and another person put his hand inside again, and that's how they're just spreading this virus. Because once you touch it and you put it on your face, you've gotten it. So these are ways to avoid the virus. Wear your face mask, please. You can reuse it apparently, and if it gets damp, you can reuse it too. There's a proper way to wear it. Please use Google to search for ways to use a face mask and know the proper face mask to even buy. Sanitizers are the antiviral sanitizers. Not, you can also get the antibacterial sanitizers, but the antiviral sanitizers are the actual ones fighting the virus. So it would be important that you use your sanitizers, please. Also, wash your dirty hands. It seems clean, yes, but please wash it again, because you need to keep washing it. That's the way to fight it. Wash it, wash it, wash it. Also, avoid touching your face, because that's how to spread the virus. If you need to go anywhere in your house, use your elbow to open the door, or use your elbow to do most of the things. And when you're done, try to wash your elbows too, and use sanitizers on your elbows. Hydrate, drink a lot of water, warm water too, because apparently you can't survive in like a really hot body or a really hot temperature, I think. Also drink ginger and lemon. If you can't find lemon, use lime. Basically, eat healthy, try to eat healthy, and that's basically it. And if you already see that you are feeling sick, please don't quarantine yourself in your house. You don't have to go to the hospital just yet. Quarantine yourself in the house. Don't let your house, the people living in your house, have access to you. Cover yourself so that you can recover. You can recover, actually. But if it's getting really bad, please check for the NCDC emergency hotlines and call so that they can come get you. It's very important that we stay together, we stay safe during this period. We can beat this. I am very positive that we can beat this. But the faster we stay, the more we stay at home, the faster we get out of this, the faster we go back to our normal lives. All right, guys, thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a lovely day. Bye.